Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
You know what my favorite thing right now is happening on TikTok? The guy who's, it's such a perfect video and I love the way people are making fun of it. It's this guy who's like singing in a big group of people.
He's like, we'll be married in the village in the summer with three kids in three.
And everyone's face is just like, and he's tippy-toeing, you see, like with the guitar. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And it's kind of catchy.
It's I know, but it's just there's something about it that's like,
what do they call it? Like that, just that scream talking singing.
Yeah,
passionate.
I'm curious if this song, like, I think he's about to drop it soon, like the fully produced song. If that's good.
No, it's a good fucking good hyping it up then.
Or, you know, whenever like an artist performs one of their songs that's like a hit, but then they do like an acoustic set or they like switch it up. Like, or, you know, like Jessie J when she was doing, it's not about the money, it's about the boop, 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 boop. It's not all about that. And everyone's like, what? This is not the version
we want.
It's
not about
the,
hey,
not about the, dang, da, dang, like.
Or what's the other one that's like, no, 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 no.
That song's pretty good.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you've never seen that one?
No.
I've only seen it in a meme way where it's like,
oh, it's like
the answer is no. Like the answer is no, but they would.
Yeah, when your wife is like asking you to take out the trash.
It's like, no, 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 no.
Jessie J can sing though.
But that's the same girl. Like this. Yeah.
Jessie J.
Jessie J.
You know what, I'm a movie good for you, but I'll be bad in another man. Yeah.
Bang, bang into the room.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't get too many words right.
Okay. But I feel like Jessie J, though, is like, like everyone knows her name in the UK, but everyone out here knows her songs, but we don't know if it's
We only know like two songs.
Yeah.
Dominoes, is that one of them?
I
don't know what Dominoes comes in my head.
We're going to get flagged if we keep going down this route.
Yeah, but where was I going with that? Yeah, love the trend. Love the videos people are making.
The tippy toes getting higher.
The people
and higher.
flying in the air. Oh, it's so good. It's so, like, that's a trend that I would have hopped on immediately, like, 4 years ago when I was, like, really on TikTok.
I wish him success.
You know, he's getting a hell of a...
Attention.
Like, this is every, like, label's dream. It's like, they always come into the room. They're like, how can we make this go viral before we release it? And
That's it.
Moment like that. It.
And you can't create those moments.
You cannot.
They just happen on their own.
You can't. I just want to know the context. Was it like a post-show parking lot little bonus
Matt
thing?
Doesn't even matter. It could have been in the living room of a house. You couldn't tell, and I think that was the beauty of that video is that you cannot tell where that thing is filmed.
That's right.
You cannot tell. Mm-mm. With all the lights, that looks like something I put together. And I'm like, all right, I want a phone with a flashlight there, there, and there, because the way it's shining on this camera, it looks like we don't even know where we are.
Mm. Yes.
This is how I want it. This is how I envision it. It's just beautiful. Beautiful cinematic piece.
I see you found your Yeti cup that was... stolen.
I know. I've been missing this
where
for
was
weeks.
It?
He's been asking all of us.
I don't know.
For
I don't know where it was.
And like, we stole it.
It ended up in the cabinet.
Yeah,
but it was missing for 2 weeks, and it was nowhere.
Maybe it was in your dishwasher at the very back.
I think. I think Floor took it for a week.
Oh, maybe.
Because her cup was here.
Got a little confused. I had a bad dishwashing experience recently where, oh, dishwasher is done. It has to be clean.
Yeah.
And I like take everything out on the top rack, putting it all in its place. And then as I'm going for the lower rack, I then realized that the, you know, the little cleaning packet, you got to put it in the little compartment and it's sealed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It never fucking dissolved.
Oh, like that, the outer layer, like never.
Because I was like, it didn't, nothing really smelled clean.
But it smelled hot, wet.
It just smelled wet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, fuck. Now I've put all this, half of the fucking shit in all the fucking cabinets, and I don't know which one it was. And so then I had to like
take it all. Oh, you put it away?
Yes. And I'm like, and all of our cups are like the fucking same. And I'm like, I'm like having to sniff each one to
see.
Put
every dish in the sink.
It's okay. It's okay. If it was piping hot steaming water, you're okay. You'll be good.
Yeah, right. I realized it wasn't like that bad because the lower stuff, I'm like, okay, that really needs to be washed. It was mostly just kind of cups and some other stuff. It was fine. But why get the fucking packet? How did it not? Now I'm like, I'm not putting
that,
the packet.
Oh my God, that sounded like a different language for like 3 seconds. Yeah. That was crazy.
I just think, is it fine if you just put the packet in the whole
fucking
thing?
Well, you're supposed to.
No, you're not.
Rip it.
No, you're not. Son of a bitch.
Do not do that. There's a big Tide Pod issue.
But it should be just like a washing machine where you just toss the packet in. I don't know why a side compartment.
I don't trust that. I do the liquid ones. I would do the liquid ones. I don't trust the fucking powder. I don't trust
but
like
ours
the
isn't
Tide
like,
Pods.
What are we talking about? Liquid for
the dishwasher.
The dishwasher.
Yeah.
But where, are you putting it just in?
In the little, it's still got a flip cap where you would pop that. Like it's like the tray that you open, you pour it in there.
I just don't trust this little compartment thing anymore.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't either. Okay, do you know laundry issues. Detergent acts as a dishwasher detergent? It's laundry? True.
I feel like that is maybe not true, and I feel like that's a recipe for disaster, and why do I feel like I've seen someone try to do that, and it backfired?
Me.
Because it was you?
Me.
Wait, did you do it accidentally, or you thought it
I did,
would
I did it at
the same thing?
I did it at my house in Florida. It's not good because it's a lot more soapier than...
Cascading.
There's a reason why washing machines, what it looks like, it's much bulkier than a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Because a dishwasher, if you think about it, there's not much like security on the water coming. When you close it, there's not much.
Also, every dishwasher I've ever seen leaks.
Ours leaks?
Always a puddle. All the time. That's why I don't use them at all. No matter what, you could put a brand new dishwasher in, you will have a soaked puddle
I don't understand it shouldn't be where you pull it out. It should be something like it.
It's terrible.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it needs to be like almost like a washing machine. It has to be like
from above,
like a bucket with a lid.
Like, because the fact that it's part of the the counter, it just doesn't seem like the water should be.
I like the ingenuity. I like what you're thinking, but practically, it doesn't work because you're dealing with like very sharp things. Fragile things, and you're having to reach in and pick them up at a distance.
But also, we should just be washing our own dishes. Like, why do we need a dishwasher?
Right?
I don't trust dishwashers. Every time I use a dishwasher, I pull out half the shit is not clean.
You remember the old commercials they used to have with showing how good a dishwasher was? They put a whole cake in
there. Yes. They would put crazy shit.
It's like,
because you're not supposed to leave all that gunk on a plate when you use a dishwasher.
It was a full-blown birthday cake that they were like, watch this.
Now they say, like, do not do that. Like, don't even, like... Make sure like your noodles are completely off.
Exactly, but like at that point, what's the point? If I'm 80% cleaning this fucking dish, I might as well finish the job.
If you're gonna scrape it into the trash, and then you're gonna hit it with some hot water to get the big chunky stuff, just hit it
literally
two more seconds,
one more time,
and
one
put
more
it
time.
Away.
And then just drying rack.
The only time that I feel like dishwashers should be used is if everyone in the house is sick.
Okay.
And you really just want everything.
Or if
just,
you just hosted a big group. Sometimes it's like.
And yeah.
Also, I've never pulled dishes out of a dishwasher without water spots.
Right.
It always has that lime scale, just kind of like spots everywhere.
But Don't they have like detergents now where it actually helps not have Lyme?
Supposed to be. They sell you on that, but like,
but I feel really... like it's true, right? If because they use it once, if they see it doesn't work, then they're gonna be like, oh, well, this is a phony.
Is it better to like do the hot dry thing or like air dry it? Like some people have different techniques where it's like once it's done rinsing, then open it up, pull them all out, and then let the air dry it, or it like does that drying thing inside.
I don't know. All I know is that every girl listening right now is rolling their fucking eyes watching three dudes talk about dishwashers
and how they don't work.
Yeah, and how they don't work when we just don't know how to use it.
And, but that also don't. Means there are men out there who probably do the dishes exactly. And stuff. We're not.
And they're just as confused as we are.
Let's not put it on the ground. Let's make it a little higher, like the oven. You know what I mean? Okay. Why am I having to get fucking down there and...
But so for shorter people too, though, you don't want it too high.
It's something you're there for a lot longer than an oven. An oven, you're just setting it in and pulling it out when it's done. Dishwasher, you're on the ground.
Yes, we're going up and down, up and down. It should be just waist level.
Exactly.
That's true, Matt. That's a very good point.
Because you're having to put them in all these different fucking places in your kitchen. Game changer. Hey, sharks.
Shark, please.
We don't even have a dishwasher. We just know where to put it. Oh, but imagine just it gets wet.
I used to just leave it in the dishwasher. It's its own rack. It's its own cabinet.
On the kitchen counter.
Good idea. Some people say that. What? Where you do like, you keep it all in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Just
keep it there.
Keep what there?
Everything in
there. The dishwasher. Just keep the dishes there.
Oh, okay.
Like, keep it there. It's in its own like cabinet.
Oh, that's the storage. Okay.
Yeah, that's
like
the storage.
A dirty bottom, clean top.
Okay,
and then eventually it all gets dirty, and then it's all clean all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, it could work. Should we run that intro?
No, let's just keep talking about dishwashers for the next hour. And go, Jordan.
All right, ready, baby?
Yeah. It's coffee time, baby! Hello, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We are your hosts. I'm Zane.
Oh, I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are Unfiltered.
Thank you so much for being here with us again today. We are on episode 500. We are here. We are here to serve you again today.
That's right.
We hope you enjoy.
It's unbelievable. We're halfway to 1,000.
What episode are we actually on?
It could be like if you told me it was 200, I'd be like, okay.
No, let me guess. I think we're at 279.
Really?
I thought we were
like 528.
528.
I thought we had a 500th episode.
We're definitely like two.
No, so every
248
season
is my guess.
Is 50 episodes.
I'm so dumb.
Yeah. Where are we?
285.
Wow, 15 more and we'll be at 300. Should we do a 300th video like I used to do for my videos?
Honestly, that would be pretty
sick.
But
you guys are gonna like this could take a lot of time. Oh, you're gonna have to do a lot of work.
As long as you're nice.
No, were you guys?
It makes us dress up in those.
Did you guys genuinely get so fucking annoyed when like, the 100th video is about to show up again? You're
Zane,
like,
do you want
to
be honest?
Is about to have to use this again for like a week and a half.
I wasn't like annoyed. I loved it. I always knew the product was gonna be awesome. I just worried about like you the whole time, just making sure you weren't too stressed or things were gonna go your way.
I would be scared if I.
No, Zane is a fantastic director, producer, but you do not want to be the team around when he's like in the zone. Like, you do not want to mess up and like upset Zane. Like, it's just he's very precise.
I'm so fucking bad. I'm scared because
he kicked Tadiah in the head.
I did. She was not performing. When a bitch don't perform, you got to kick her in the head. No, it's because the 200th one was really scary because there was so much money.
The Vlog one?
I just threw so much money down and I knew in my head I'm using so little of that day. So my head was like, oh my God, like if I don't make this work with the amount I just spent, with the little time that you're seeing this, it's going to be so fucking embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Just imagine getting all that, like getting a crew and getting that location and you're like, all you need is a minute shot and you can't even execute that. It'd be like crazy.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
You do not want to do
that. So it was a lot. And I was really scared, but
you nailed it though.
Yeah. But you know, I look back at it now and I'm like, that color grading
is not as good as you thought.
I gotta go back and watch it.
Color grading was not, because I was like, damn,
didn't color grade it.
We did color grade it. I just think it wasn't color graded enough. It was like, it was a little too gray.
In comparison to the original one, if you looked at it side by side.
Yeah. Yeah, it just wasn't color graded enough. Okay.
It was probably more filtered than like proper color grading. Color grading is a fucking art.
Have you seen people do full blown color grading for movies and cinematic stuff, and they're at this desk. It's like a full-blown DJ set.
It's all they do.
And there's a giant monitor in front, and they're sitting here.
You're like painting pixel. Like, it's in a way...
It's unbelievable.
You're not just putting on a filter on the whole thing. That doesn't work. Every area has its own depth and requires its own sense of brightness. You can't just do a one-pan thing.
Yes.
Which is... incredible that there are people out there who are good at it.
I think color graders are like artists too. Just artists.
And though it's like you're saying, it's like darkening one spot of the scene, but also brightening this. And then it's a moving shot. So you're going frame by frame and you're doing this every six.
And people can hardly replicate it. Well, that's a whole other story about now. But like you see these kids out there who like have these incredible like, you know, travel vloggers and stuff. And they look so good because the kid who's making it is a good
color grader.
Before we continue, this is an ad by BetterHelp.
Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, and keep it all together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year, and it's often undiagnosed.
And remember, it's okay to struggle. Real strength comes from opening up about what you're carrying and doing something about it, so you can be at your best for yourself and everyone in your life.
If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, talk to someone, anyone, a friend, a loved one, a therapist. Guys, it's so good to be able to do this from the comfort of your own home, because who wants to drive all the way downtown, all the way in on the different side of your city just to see a therapist? When I want to talk to a therapist, someone that's going to give me the best advice that they could possibly give me, and from a professional, I want to be in the comfort of my own home. I want to be under my covers. Yeah. I want to be in my warm living room. I just want to be somewhere I feel just honestly somewhere I feel safe.
Absolutely. And you can. And BetterHelp has over 35,000 therapists, and it's the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an app rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client reviews.
It's convenient too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, switch therapists at any time. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise.
Exactly. So talk it out with BetterHelp. And right now, our listeners are going to get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath.
That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
But did y'all see Google's new AI that they rolled out?
Dude, for what?
No, Zane, you can literally take any movie you want, select it, and say, make me a color grading preset. So like, if you were like, I want this scene to look like Dune, you drop Dune onto it.
Oh my God.
Is that what you're talking about? Because you can do anything.
About like the whole new ones where it's like the people acting, it's like Mr. Beast style videos, and it's all AI. Like, you know how like the videos of AI people used to look little off or whatever?
Okay, Will Smith with spaghetti?
That was like the pioneer days of AI. It's now getting to where it is so hard to tell the difference. Like,
you're not telling
me this is AI. They're interviewing this girl in the street. That's AI.
Yeah.
If you look at her
eyes, there's a hint of it. Like, you could see that it's a little AI, but yeah, it's crazy how close we're getting. It's so scary how close we're getting.
It's now got to the point. It used to be kind of fun. I think AI is fun as like a personal assistant, help you navigate your thoughts and stuff. But this level,
wait, this is a full blown.
This is AI
movie.
Heath and I, we've been saying this, I think, for the last year and a half. We both have been saying it's going to get fucking scary. This is just, we're not even hitting the top of the iceberg. Like, it's going to get so fucking crazy.
I think there needs to be a huge creative revolution, like a rebellion.
I genuinely
it's crazy.
Brandon Calvillo like made a really funny like video where he was talking about going to the movies in like 10 years. Yes. And it's like, do you want the organic or?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
AI version. He's like, wait, what's the difference? Well, the organic ones will cost you like $1,000 to see, but like the AI one, it'll be really cheap.
Because
the ones that took a lot of money to make are going to be costing more. Like, ugh. I know that's probably like an exaggeration, but freaks me out if it like.
I mean, the thing is that nobody will ever. I mean, I know my mind's going to change, but I just don't think I don't think people ever appreciate AI more than like something human made.
Like, I think people will get really into more like authentic stuff, and taste will swerve that way.
Oh my God, and that'll be considered vintage. Like, oh, it was created.
I'm honestly surprised there's not more music that's.
Oh, there is.
There are.
No, I know that they've done it. They make AI music and they've done it, but like that's actual on the radio.
Where it's mainstream.
Yeah,
they could. If labels were could create their own,
listening to it? Like, this is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Like, is there an AI artist where a guy, like, somebody would be sitting there, like, making these AI songs, putting in the prompt, doing all this stuff.
Kind of like,
Is good at, like, making the prompt to be able to make a good AI song, but are people listening to, are people, they're good, but.
Yeah. Like the girl, what's her name? Michaela? There was, like, an AI girl on Instagram. This is crazy because this was years ago. They this person made an AI like Instagram account, and the girl was called Michaela, but she was like an anime. Like she looked like
a video game.
But
character.
The person running it, they were posting her like she was a real person.
Yes,
having brand deals, being invited to VidCon, where like everything was AI. But like somebody is making money off it, and it's probably cheaper than charging like. A normal human person. So imagine.
I've been seeing a lot of like bro like posts, like just kind of like people saying like, y'all laughing, but I got a AI model, whatever, making me $15,000 a month on OnlyFans. So who's dumb?
Like, I didn't even think about that.
They're only there's fans. Guys that are making fake OnlyFans accounts of these AI girls that look so real. And people are buying it. And the thing is that they're making insane money.
Most guys on OnlyFans paying for that shit most likely will believe that.
Mm-hmm. It's so scary.
Very crazy.
I'm going to do... I got it.
Zane wants to do it.
No, I got it. I got it. I just came up with the best idea ever. And I know people already probably starting to think about this. Especially for the type of person I am. Like, this makes sense for me. Like, you would never do it. I don't want to use my own body.
Oh, right.
I'm going to make an AI version of my own body, right? I don't care. If there's a picture of me out there where I'm just like,
but it's
I don't care because it's not a picture of me. But it's so goddamn close.
And it satisfies the people who want to see that.
Exactly. And you know what? It's AI, so what am I going to do? I'm going to give myself little abs. I'm going to give myself a better hairline.
You're going to tug a little bit.
You know what?
I'm going to drag it down a little bit.
Hey, I'm going to pucker up my nose a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to fix up my jawline. I'm going to give myself bigger muscles. Pump up the shaft a little bit. Make whoever who's purchasing happy. And when you purchase, you could click what type of body you want me to have.
What do you want to see?
Do you want me to be husky? Do you want me to be thin? Do you want me to be paper?
I could be anything for you, baby.
I could be anything you want for the low cost of $3.99 a month.
$3.99 Wow. Cheap. You just let
make it cheap.
Give it to the people.
And you're still going to have the lawyers like hunt down and take down the pictures. You're still like, take it down. They got to pay to see that.
Take it down. And one day, I might just throw in a real picture.
Ooh.
And you will never know.
What if we had like our nude podcast where there's...
Come back.
It's just us doing this. If you guys want to see a naked version of us.
Don't they have that?
I mean, what do you mean? Like
they have like naked podcast where they're sitting there naked.
You can spend a little extra if you just want to watch the naked version.
Oh, but it's all AI.
It's just us chatting, but we're just in the nude.
The thing is that if people like want to see that, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
A little dark.
After all of that.
What are you getting off? What are you getting off? Like, you want to watch us talking about like. AI.
I think people would get off that it's like they're just crazy that they're just naked, but they don't care about it. Like it's not like it's so.
Oh, it's just more just like kind of like nudists.
Yeah,
they're just a wannabe.
It's so taboo that they're just like not even acknowledging it.
Could you ever see yourself in one of those communities?
A nudist colony?
Oh, I could never.
Way too
or like secure. Genuinely one, going to a, like one of the beaches.
That would be something if Patricia was like interested in that, and I would not want to go with like people I know.
Matt, okay. Literally, me
it
every
be like a group thing.
We run into you there. We're like,
I don't know. It depends on like
you're
how
getting ready to like open the gate to the beach. We're like, Matt,
wait, what? Dude, this would literally be me every 5 seconds sucking in and just. Stop. Just flexing, stop. Sucking in all the time. I don't want to just be myself.
It seems
out there.
Like the most like nerve-wracking, insecure. Just like
imagine having an aura ring. The shit would be spiked the entire time. Like just look at people. One look, like someone's looking at you, and they look down, look up. Your head. Spiraling.
They sound like it's the most relaxing, like you be yourself. Dude, like you. No, it is the complete opposite. You are.
They look down, they're like.
Yeah.
It does not seem like a calm place.
I would have to be like very, very old and like doing it. And I feel like that's a lot of those communities doing it. It's like old people where they've gotten to this point where they just don't care.
That's true.
Yeah. Like they're just letting it all hang out, being loose.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be something to do young. I don't know.
But they do have them young, I think, and definitely in Euro.
I think
why did I say Euro?
Think,
sorry, yeah, Euro like trip. Beaches. The movie, Europe.
There's topless Miami. Places around like the South United Beach. States. There's nudist colonies. Yeah, there's tons of little places like
wait,
that.
Wait, I thought it was like illegal here anywhere in the U.S. I thought it was considered indecent.
For like public places, but if it's a dedicated beach where it's like nudity, optional, or optional clothing and stuff,
oh,
those
I didn't
do
know they
exist.
Had that here.
Yeah, they're out there.
I thought it was only in outside of the country. Oh,
no. Okay. No, they got them.
Very cool. What? Where is that located?
I don't know. I know they exist. I know there was one
I
want to
test myself out. I want to like, I want to walk out and be like, are people looking? Are Zane, people
good,
enjoying?
I think a good way for you to test it would be go to your gym, go to the men's room, and just instead of changing in a bathroom or behind a door.
Can't.
See?
It's too judgmental.
I never felt more comfortable. Open. When I went to Japan and I went into an onsen and it was just me and a bunch of Japanese businessmen and they were just all fully nude. Like, you don't even go into the sauna with like a towel. Like, it's just you go into your little shower and clean, but everyone's just naked. I never felt more comfortable though, and like not self
really
not comfortable.
It's very
like, not self conscious because I'm just like these are a bunch of men I don't even know them. They've seemed so professional and like what's the word? Not professional. That desensitized to like nudity and sensitivity about it. You're like, well, if everyone.
But I
here
also
is
thought like in that culture, like they're very like conservative too. In their like, culture,
I guess
or am
though,
I getting
like,
that wrong?
They take pride in like you know just their bathhouses and being clean and relaxing and being pampering your body or whatever.
Huh, okay,
it was just I don't know. I didn't feel like I still feel self conscious when I'm at the gym all the time. Like even when I go to the steam room, I'm like, oh gosh, my towel is it good?
Oh,
is it good?
Yeah.
Like there, it was just normal.
Super wow. Cash.
Yeah, but also I think that's just the American paranoia. You're like, oh gosh, are people looking at me? Are they looking at me? I don't know.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, ShipStation.
Life in general can be chaotic, but if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm.
Exactly. Save hours and money every month by shipping from all of your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers.
You can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation.
Honestly, with ShipStation, it is so easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders, and it's all done within one simple dashboard, so you're never getting confused. It's all right there in front of you, and there's so many automations that allow you to like smoothly print shipping labels all at the click of a button. It's such a breeze.
Exactly. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. You lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest and most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates.
That's right, and you're going to seamlessly integrate with services and selling channels you already use, and you can manage orders on one easy dashboard, and you're going to deliver a better customer experience with industry-leading scalable features that help ensure accuracy, get shipments out the door faster, and keep customers happy with automated tracking updates with your company's branding.
Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
So if you're ready to calm the chaos of order fulfillment with shipping software that delivers, make sure to switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use code UNFILTERED to sign up for your free trial.
That's ShipStation.com, code UNFILTERED. Thank you so much for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
How's y'all's day? I think it's
a little... a tangent.
Yeah.
Day's going pretty well. Nothing really happening, but just enjoying the day.
Yeah.
My day started on a bad note. Had to go to the DMV.
Oof. Ooh. Did you have to go early in the morning?
10:40, and it was an appointment that was made. Because the whole real ID thing and the lines to get the real ID.
Okay, so what is the...
You can't fly. You can fly, but you got to do extra screening.
You guys didn't get a real ID years ago? I
have one.
Oh, you got...
But mine expired on my birthday of this year, so I didn't need to... If the renewal happened a couple years ago, I would have gotten one. Didn't happen for me. And because there's a big rush, because the deadline now has passed, so I have to bring my passport to get on airplanes.
Yeah.
And this DMV appointment was booked all the way, I feel like, in March. And I finally get there today. Had to bring my car registration... My insurance.
How have they not figured that shit out?
And my passport. But because I now live with Patricia, my new address, those documents didn't have it. And she goes, well, this isn't your new address. And I'm like, okay, so I can't get the new ID. She goes, bye. And I was like,
next.
I just don't, I don't understand.
So now I'm back in the bottom of the line.
Just happened to Mariah too.
It's silly because I'm like, didn't y'all want to get the real IDs done? Y'all are the one that are saying that we have to have these done by. Now I'm worried by July 9th if my driver's license will expire.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it gets expedited, I don't know. I'm just complaining. It started the day on a rough note.
So, I think you have every right to complain about that shit. The way they run that makes no fucking sense to me. And it doesn't make... How is everything else make sense the way it's scheduled out except for the DMV? I don't get it.
Because it's just state funded. And then they even have this new online dashboard kind of thing, but the online dashboard is not all that concrete. They make it look all fucking modern and that you feel like you can see where your status is on stuff.
Yeah.
No, they don't even know what they're doing.
But I don't understand how you can't do it.
I think I need to go in and not bring my car insurance and car registration and all this stuff. I need to go bring in just bills. But Patricia, the way we do stuff, since she lived in the place before, the bills are under her name. I don't have
nobody has
any bills coming to me to my address.
That was the case for me, yeah.
Maybe my internet. I got to look into it. So, yeah. But I'm just dishing out what was annoying today.
Yeah,
And I just hope I get that real ID.
I was about to say something really bad. Thank God I didn't.
What?
Oh. No. Just, it was one of those things where you feel passionate about something and you're just going to slip it out, but good you didn't.
I just think all my information should be in there. At least my car registration, that's a DMV thing. That should already be in the system. And you already see my address on there. Yeah. You guys already have that document.
They have it in the back end.
They have everything in on their end. All they have to do is just take your fucking picture and give you a new ID.
Yeah.
Why do they need all this information?
Just Apple wallet the shit and just be like, here's the insurance, boop. Here's the car registration, boop. And then we're good to go.
Bada bing, bada boop. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
I'm gonna work at the DMV. I'm gonna get a job there.
Okay.
And I'm gonna fuck shit up.
You're gonna be the change.
I'm gonna start giving everybody their shit. They're gonna bring form ID. Oh, they're missing one? You're good.
That's
Thank
okay.
you. Next. My fucking
line
facility
is gonna be moving.
Line's gonna be fucking moving.
Zayda's like a bowl of candy. Sweetie, get some candy. You're fine. How are you doing today?
How you doing, baby?
You know what? I don't do this for everybody, but I'm gonna do it for you, sugar.
Every person.
Yeah,
every
and they're like, person. You're being too sweet. Get him out of here.
You didn't have to show anything. No, I just walked in. Zane said you're good.
Cut the line.
He took my picture.
No, they just said show your Instagram page. That's it. Just show your Instagram with your name
on it.
Logged in?
All right, good. Good enough for me.
Yeah, blue check mark. You're good. They're verified. All right. Keep them moving.
Okay, they just can't print the ID right then and there. Why does it have to wait weeks? I feel like when I was a kid, I got my library card. It was just like,
if Costco can take your picture, put it on a card, print it out, and give it to you on site, the DMV should be able to. If I can go and get a membership at Costco and walk out.
Then you know somebody be breaking into that DMV, stealing that ID machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question. If anybody knows somebody that works at the DMV, are they also required to wait in the same fucking line we do? Because I'm sure they just get to do it right there at their desk. But I think they should also have to wait with everybody else. They need to book 3 months in advance and wait in that fucking like everybody else.
Yeah.
So they can feel what it feels like to wait 4 hours on the line and then be denied like you're fucking scum.
I think there's so
at
many.
The front.
Yeah. But a lot of people are there at the DMV for like different reasons. Like...
No, they're not.
A lot of times. It looks like some people are there for like serious stuff.
What do you mean? Like the DMV is for, it's for your license though. It's not for any, like why would it be
right
serious?
There. That's the proof. DMV employees are not required to wait in the general line like members of the public.
Huh.
Like Tammy, can you do this for me?
So
Thank you so much.
It's a power move. You guys get a little pass and you don't care. You're like, you know what?
Rules for thee and not for me.
There you
That's
go.
That's what it is.
I'm gonna shake shit up in DMV. I mean, I'm gonna start flipping every DMV around me. I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna make a change.
Be the change you want to see in the world. Dude.
Do billionaires have to go to the DMV?
No,
they don't. They got someone.
No, I know somebody that was able to get their own person. That takes him to the DMV and skip the whole line.
Like a surrogate that's just on behalf of you.
Yep. Imagine Kylie Jenner sitting in. Imagine her waiting in the back of the DMV for 4 hours, waiting for her driver's license. Everybody's just like, is that Kylie Jenner? That's so funny. That's such a funny image. That's a good video.
They just have
that would be my kind of paparazzi moment I want.
Walking into the DMV.
Just the picture being
holding
taken.
Holding your portfolio with all your like proofs of residency. Your birth certificate. Hey.
That's a great, like, if Kardashian's still like film, like they still.
I think they did an episode of that where like Kim was going to get her driver's license photo and they go to the DMV and they're being, and she brings like her ring light or something. There's a whole episode where
they
were going like over the top on purpose.
Oh, that's really funny. Oh my God. So I'm guessing she got to skip the line. Like she walked in and
couldn't. I've seen just the clip on TikTok.
Okay. I'm going to go watch it. I want to see how they filmed that. Just imagine the whole family coming through the DMV and everyone's like, what the?
And cameras are going off. If the DMV couldn't get
any
worse.
You know how they have celebrities drive the track uh-huh. before the... Boo!
That
was echo. Good ring I need to tone it down. I'm yelling. Everyone right now is like...
Take it down a few notches.
Next...
You could tell everyone listening and watching, they're like, you could tell Zane is sweating.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
As always, we are so excited SeatGeek is sponsoring today's episode with over 28 million downloads. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
And right now, you can get tickets to the recently announced Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Tyler, the Creator, Dua Lipa, The Weeknd, you name it. There's so many out there to see right now, and the best place to get tickets for those is with SeatGeek. And we love using SeatGeek. Zane and I are constantly going to different events, whether it be festivals or just fun shows that we want to see, and every single time we know we can get there.
Exactly, because SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means it's good, and red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee.
Exactly, and you know we came through for you guys listening right now. You can use code UNFILTER10, and you're going to get 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTER10. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you so much, SeatGeek, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
Are y'all hot?
I'm sweating my ass off. I thought it was just me.
No,
I'm like,
freezing.
I'm dying. You're freezing.
It's literally ice cold in here.
Did you turn off the fucking AC?
No, it's ice cold in here.
I'm trying to avoid wearing shorts because... I'm always comfortable, but then I'll look at the footage and it's just a nice shot of just so like just your my peach. Inner thighs is just it's just too much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like you guys can see a little too much of me in all these different videos. It's concerning. There's just no mystery to me anymore. And that's what makes me sad. There's no fucking mystery. I get so like, I'll be on Raya and I'm just swiping through and like, I'll get a match. And I, in my head, I'm always thinking about if this girl just took 10 minutes to just go to my page and go to any video on YouTube, she will be able to see a lot of me without having to go out with me, not have to go on a dinner date, nothing. She like watched, but like,
then she
I
ain't
know,
for you.
I know
she ain't for she you. Goes,
I know everything about this. Yeah. There's just nothing for me to learn.
Right.
Cause I've seen it. You know but how, Zane, you know how they're just, no, wait, Matt, you know how they're like, save that shit for the fourth date when it's just too much. Like in the first day, it's like, save that shit for the fourth, fifth date. They watch any video of mine. They're just like, save that shit for the third, fourth day.
There's so many people out there watching right now, Zane, that have seen every single episode of you, and they would love to date you.
Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
It would be an honor to date you, Zane, and don't ever think otherwise.
If a girl's willing to make that judgment that early on because she thinks she's seen the whole picture, she is not for you, and you should never be with somebody
exactly.
Like
you don't
that.
Even know me. You have no idea who I am.
It's a vulnerable thing having to be like, I'm interested in you, and there's a lot of this stuff of me out there. But that was like for Patricia. I was really self-conscious and embarrassed. So I'm like, oh gosh.
She's seen everything.
How is she going to go down a rabbit hole? Honestly, she really didn't. She saw some stuff of me and was like, this guy seems like
well, that's
nice.
Good. Well, but the thing is, most girls are super curious about that.
They
said it to all their girlfriends like, oh, did you see this?
I'm going out with this one.
Any girl in a group chat though, that she texts something of you, I bet at least a handful of girls are like, he sounds like so much fun. You should date him. Like,
yeah,
a collective group of girls would tell a girl to take a chance on you more than saying no.
Imagine though, you could see them at their job, whether they have like an office job or whether they're whatever job that they're working. If they were on camera and you would you watch them?
Honestly, you would.
Yes. Huh? Maybe.
Yeah. I'm already on the security camera.
I hope they got CCTV.
Like, you would be like, no, I don't want to watch that.
That's true. Yeah, it's like, you don't want to see too much.
Yeah, because you want the element of surprise. You want to be able to get to know the person. So, yeah. The person
you know
that's
what,
right
though?
For you is going to...
But you know what I do? I kind of dig. When I match with a girl and I'm interested, I'll go to her page and... I don't even go through her pictures. I go through her reels.
Yeah, because you want to see them in motion.
You see them in motion. Yeah, I want to see any girl I'm talking to. I want to see her in motion.
Okay.
And we don't mean that like body wise, but I'm just saying.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's more just like.
I want to see them in motion.
No, you
want to
see them as they are in person or just talking and interacting.
And if it's a voiceover, even better because I can hear the voice. Because a lot of times you don't even get to hear their voice. I want to be able to hear their voice, what they sound like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And not to judge, but putting a voice to a face helps a lot.
Do you have a voice note on your dating apps? Like, that's
hey,
a whole
up?
Big
I'm
thing.
Where
it's like,
no, but I've always wanted to do like a really funny one, but I haven't thought of one yet.
Yeah.
That hasn't been done already. Maybe I could just sing my song.
Hey guys, here's a little snippet of
a little
bit then more. She'll be like,
bring the bucket and the mop for this wet ass pussy.
That's right.
Swipe. Left.
Take it date by date.
Day by day, yes.
I don't know. Just know that that's you. And you should own that. And whoever wants to be with you.
I do own it.
Will be willing to own it.
I'm just venting, but I do own it.
Let them.
You see they're finally putting up the Ocean Gate documentary.
Like, no, they're not.
They are finally putting it up, right?
And okay, is that where I saw the clip of the lady who was listening?
Yes, there was also a clip.
That was insane. Okay, so that's part of the documentary?
I actually don't know if that's part of the documentary. I think that is separate footage, but I'm sure.
A lot of footage is now finally being released that was under the investigation.
Honestly, I hope they expose the shit out of the people in the media, in the news, doing this oxygen countdown timer thing
when they knew
the entire time.
I think they were talking about all that,
I
right?
Hope
the documentary.
They exposed the shit out of
so
that.
So they knew that it was already imploded before.
Yes.
And
yeah,
they
but
just
they're
milking
and
it
they were
for...
milking it.
Wait, milking? Wait, who was milking it for? The media or the...
all of the media outlets to get people to go click on their stuff?
No, okay, but like the people that were like actually like the people that were
Running the news organization?
Not running the news organization. Like the people, the people, the company that was in charge of the submarine, like that field of work, they knew already. So why didn't they just say to the world?
I think they had lost communication, but it had not been officially confirmed that it did implode. It's just, it did implode. And then there were theories. There were people going, it imploded. And they were interviewing those people who were like, there's no way they're alive. And then there were people who were like, but they could be, but they mathematically, though, were saying if they are alive, this is how much oxygen they have. And they had not located where they were and if it had imploded and there was no material or evidence.
Right. So that's okay, I guess. If there's no evidence that they are 100% dead, then they will go.
I get that. Because
you can't tell everybody that they're dead when you don't know yet. Because that's really bad. So
it's
you
like
want to give
a child
hope.
Goes missing, there's like a certain point where then they don't know if they call off the search or they declare dead, but no body has been found.
Exactly.
So that
makes sense.
There's a bit of that. And then, then a lot of people have been picking apart that video of the wife watching it. And when she hears the bang, she smiles and she goes, was that a bang? Or was that a boom?
Yeah.
But everyone thinks like, oh, she was like thrilled that it imploded.
No, I
think she was just like nervous and was like, what was that?
To me, it looked like she was confused because she probably has never heard a submarine implode.
Yeah.
How would you know what it sounds like if you've never heard of one, right? So like, I feel like if you've never heard one, you just think it was a fucking...
Yes. I'm excited though because it seems like they're going to be exposing some stuff because it was saying what's the title of it? The deeper you look, the darker things get, or something like that.
Is that the name of the documentary?
So that's like the thing underneath it. So it's like Titan, Ocean Gate, and then like on the poster of it, it says like the deeper you look, the darker it gets, or something like that. So like, I'm guessing they're gonna have a lot of things that be released and come to light.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to I'm really excited to watch this and really find out everything.
Yeah.
Cuz we're all watching so many TikToks of people talking about it but nobody really knew what the fuck was going on. But it looks like the investigation is over, right? So now they releasing just everything so we can all really know what happened. Right?
Yeah.
Is Netflix like whoever's making this doc, do you know if they have everything? To put in a doc,
it depends. I don't know who's making the documentary. I'm not really a big fan of those Dateline docs, like the one that they just did of Idaho.
I heard they pushed it out without making sure it's accurate.
It's
right?
Now they're saying because that documentary we're talking about the Idaho murders, in Moscow, because they showed too much footage that now Brian Koberger's lawyers can now delay it further because it wasn't they didn't run it by them.
The lawyers found out stuff that
all of that stuff should have been communicated on what's about to be released, and they showed some stuff that was not under their approval, so they can challenge it and push it back even further, which is bad. But my thing is those families go on the Dateline show to share their story and advocate and get the people to believe their story and help them give their kids and their case justice.
Exactly.
I hate how it's edited though. It's edited in this they edit like it's a crime movie or it's obviously for boomers
for
watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is so not sensitive to what really happened here.
Yeah. Right.
But they add this cinematic
they try to
flair to it.
Yeah.
No,
I get they used to do that back then, but it's crazy that they still do it now where it's they should think about more
or
of
it's different too if you do it on something that was a 20-year-old, 30-year-old story or something.
Yeah.
But that's something that's actively happening. The families are still going through it and you're making dramatics and theatrics of this.
It was out of a nightmare where Brian Koberger pulled in.
It's crazy.
Girls.
It's too soon to set it up that. Yeah.
Just how it's stylized, but the families agree to it because it's the biggest show that's been proven. Hey, once you get on Dateline, a lot of people will start talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, it makes me uncomfortable.
The thing is that Dateline, that's on what network is Dateline?
I think it's
NBC.
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 And it's on Peacock.
Yeah.
And it's so damn hard to find, too.
It is, because I remember my mom wanted to watch the one, I think she wanted to watch the Diddy trial, because I came on after that one.
Yeah, that's it's so insane.
The Diddy trial, is that?
It's happening right now in New York, in Manhattan.
Yeah, but apparently they're not really going through everything. They're going through what's connected to, what's her name? the witness
wife or
yeah, or the girlfriend. But I know it's connected with they're not like going to everything. I think it's just that because that's what is on trial right now.
Yeah.
Is that something that you could get jury duty for? Mm-hmm. Like, are there,
you can, but you can't, like, people? You can't look for it.
No, I know, but there's normal people sitting there like, oh my, I just got the Diddy trial. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, is that's real?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
That's,
but a lot of people, insane. Like, no, that's it. But some people are like probably excited because they're,
you can get old. Book deals after. Like, I feel like everyone on OJ yes. Simpson's jury all got book deals. Like,
what? Wait, really?
You have to like wait a long time. And if you're still alive.
Wait, are you serious? They got deals out of
hopefully
that?
Hopefully I'm saying that right. I feel like I heard that on another podcast.
I guess, like, that makes sense. Imagine.
And you have to act like, because you have to be like unbiased. You have to like yeah. not know. Like, do you know Diddy?
No.
Did who? Did who?
I know Puff Daddy. I don't know Diddy.
I don't think that.
Puff?
No.
Do you know what's going on with him right now? No, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Do tell.
Well, you know.
Well, I think I'm a great person to have as a jury.
case everybody doesn't want to get kicked off.
Imagine Diddy's lawyers trying, because they also have to vet people and find people that don't, or they think that they'll have Diddy's side. Imagine trying to find a group of fucking people.
They would all have to be super elderly. Like, oh my God. My grandma, you know, Diddy. You know what I mean? They would just be like, huh?
They would actually, I think your mom would be a great, like.
My mom would be like.
Just in the middle, just like, all right, give me the information.
Let's hear the whole of it. Let's get through it.
So crazy. Oh my God.
That would be so much fun.
I know. It'd be a big time commitment.
And you're the last one. I don't believe it.
And yeah, there's one freak in the jury that's just like, I think what Diddy did was okay.
Diddy or Diddy?
What's the, what they say they wanted to call the documentary? Diddy do it?
Diddy do it? Yeah.
Diddy do it? It's really
writes
good.
Writes itself.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so good.
It's awesome.
Diddy do it? Damn, look at the drawings of him.
I don't want to see drawings. I want to see real life. I want to see real fucking footage.
No, that is not a real courtroom sketch with him in the towel in the hotel video. That is not real.
Why do I feel like these sketch artists, they pick moments where they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know it tells a story. Like, exactly.
That's insane.
It's a good gig. Just pastels, like, just coloring away.
That's
what a job.
And they can't even draw it.
It's like those wedding videos where someone gets like a painter at their wedding, like yes. the whole time, and is yeah. like revealing it.
Why? So again, why do they, can they only do like draw it out?
I think because no cameras are allowed.
Old courthouse rules. It all depends on certain courthouses.
And they still implement it today. I'm surprised that they still implement it. It makes
yeah.
Why don't they let them at least have like iPads where they can?
You could be like recording on the iPad too. Like it's a bit of like a communication device. So,
well, is everybody in the courtroom not have their phones?
And you're holding it up like this, drawing it.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can be on your phone during court in a room where.
But
no,
can you have your phone on you?
I doubt it, dude. Or I bet. I don't know. I've never been in court, so
I'm
can't
asking.
Tell you.
I'm asking. Why am I hounding questions like you fucking know? No, well, can you have your phone in the courtroom?
I know. The movies make it always look like one thing, and I don't know really how it is in reality.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Skims.
Ooh, guys, when we found out Skims was making underwear for men, we have to admit we were pretty excited. Heath's girlfriend has been buying Skims for a while now and is always raving about how comfortable the underwear is. So I knew that they were going to come through with their men's stuff, baby.
That's right. And it outperformed our wildest imagination. It is so cozy. It is so silky. It is so smooth, and it keeps me temperature regulated down there. I feel like I can do anything all day in my underwears, and I feel on top of the world.
Right now, I have the dark gray ones and the light gray ones,
cute.
And I have two of them. Oh my! And it's literally my favorite underwear. It beats all the other underwear that I have in my drawer. It is super comfy. I love the little room that it gives you, your junk in the front. Oh, I love it so much. No, it really does. It's amazing. And I feel like at this point, we've tried every other boxer brief in the game, but nothing ever fits just right. We think we finally have a winner, guys. Skims came out with their cotton 5-inch boxer brief, and it honestly puts other brands to shame, baby. They hit right at the thigh and stay there. That's the key. They don't move around. They don't bag out. They don't give you that 5 p.m. wedgie. If you're a boxer brief guy like me, This is the one.
And I'm rocking the stretch because, you know, I like the support. I like to feel like they're in place and they're not going to move around when I'm jogging. You know what I mean? So it feels great when I'm working out. It just keeps up with my active lifestyle.
Exactly. So if you're ready to up your comfort game like us, make sure to shop Skims Men's at Skims.com and Skims stores. Let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Ladies, if you got your boyfriends that need new underwear, this is the time to do it.
That's right. And Skims is the official underwear partner of the NBA, WNBA, and USA Basketball. So you know it's good, baby.
Thank you, Skims, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you so much. And thank you for keeping us breezy, breezy, breeze, baby.
You know what I also learned? You know chloroform?
Yep.
And how in movies, it's
they
like
put it on the face and put it's on the page, out immediately.
The person's out immediately. That is like such an exaggeration of how chloroform actually is. One, if you were to chloroform somebody, it would not take a couple of seconds. It takes at least 5 minutes for the person to fully pass out. And the odds of them actually like living and making it, or of them passing out and like and coming to, you would have to keep administering it over like intervals of like minutes too.
Oh, wow.
And
how would you know that?
I just saw a TikTok about that guy who's like, is this a scam?
Imagine the amount of, this is terrible, but people that saw it in movies and was like,
it's not working.
And they're just, what are you doing? And he's just like, fuck.
It's not working. And then you have to play it like, I was just pranking you because it didn't work after a minute.
You had something in your mouth. I was just wiping it.
Oh my God. Imagine having to backtrack that. I was just kidding.
Guys doing it to their wife. What are you doing?
Like, that didn't fucking work.
They were so convincing. They were so convincing in the movie.
What's that smell?
Gotcha. A nail polish remover. What are you talking about?
It was just alcohol. It was literally just tequila.
It's nothing. See, I'll do it to me right now. It's the one time it just makes you pass out. Like, boom. But yeah, wow. That's like a huge trope you see in movies. That's not really how it actually
But there's
works.
Nothing else that that takes only like,
the only way, like they say, like you could successfully do it is if you were a trained anesthesiologist knowing how to fully administer like chloroform and making sure the person stays passed out but doesn't die. Like,
interesting.
It's crazy.
You know how they what they do for when you're about to get your wisdom teeth pulled out,
the laughing gas.
That's how they do it now. They bring the whole gas.
they wheel it in.
But it's around this laughing gas. Shit! Did you just try kidnapping me?
What are you doing?
And then I learned, you know those like, or what do they call it? Like defibrillators. The ones that like...
the EKG machines.
I have always wanted to feel what that feels like.
It does not bring somebody back to life after their heart stops. It happens, you can only administer it when someone's like heart rhythm is irregular. There's like 5 different like types of beats that your heart has within its system. And when they're all out of sync, what it does is it like resets it. It's like more than an on off switch, like reset than it is like bringing somebody back to life.
Are you sure also use it for when your heart stops. No,
in movies they do, but that's
bring you back.
Then you're on the verge of dying, but your heart is still beating, but it's all in irregular ways and it resets it. Stops it, and then
there's never a flat line where they need to use a defibrillator.
I saw a video dude where a guy was totally breaking it down.
Did I ever tell you about my brother?
He almost died. But did they revive him with the defibrillator?
Flatline, and he was dead for like a minute almost.
Who?
Your brother?
And then he was revived through a defibrillator.
And then he said he woke up to, and like the nurses around him like. He said he woke up and heard that was a close one.
So we have my mom on right now to help us with this question. Mom.
Yes.
You've obviously used defibrillators before, right? In a paramedic truck?
Yes.
When you used to work on it. Have you ever used it on somebody where their heart stops, like they flatline, and then you use the defibrillator to turn their heart back on?
Yes.
So you have used it when they flatline?
Yes.
There is no pulse already in the heartbeat, but don't defibrillators stop the heart to then get it back on sync of the arrhythmia?
Yes, but that's called synchronized cardioversion.
Okay.
When somebody's flatlining, there's no heartbeat,
Okay.
Then you want to defibrillate.
Okay.
And so then the joules are different. Like the energy that you deliver to the heart is different.
Okay.
Okay.
Based on the...
Like how much energy? Like, yeah.
Got it. Well, there you go.
So is there a difference between one that you would use for somebody that has not flatlined yet versus one that you would use after they've flatlined?
Two different types of defibrillators
The device that we have on the truck, our monitor, you can put it into a different mode in order to deliver the shock that you need to deliver.
Oh, of course there's like going to be different modes on there.
Right.
Cardio version is just a button that we would press on the device.
Okay.
And it goes into that mode and it changes the delivery of shock to the heart.
Got it.
Have you ever, I saw that like a lot of times those defibrillator kits that you see like fire extinguishers, like on walls and stuff in public places,
right.
You know, those inside there's like a razor too, because sometimes if people have a hairy chest, you have
and you have to shave the chest.
Wait, I don't think I've ever seen a...
Wow.
You've seen them. They look like first aid kits that are on walls in public places.
You like break it to like get it open. And
I did not know those were defibrillators.
They look like a toolkit.
Yeah. Oh my God. I had no idea.
It's usually next to they usually have them with the axe. The first aid kit, but with the fire extinguisher too. Like it's usually like in the same area.
Wow. Okay.
All your gyms are going to have it. Most of your public buildings are going to have an AED. It's called an AED.
And what's the difference between AED, EKG? Is there different kinds of?
Well, an AED, as opposed to what we carry on the trucks, it's just a scaled down version. So it's user friendly.
Got it.
An AED will actually give you the prompts to tell just a lay person what to do. It actually will tell you to put the pads on.
Yes.
It will tell you... you know, to clear the patient. It tells you to deliver the shock. It will tell you to pause to check a pulse.
Oh, wow.
It gives you instruction.
That's the one I need.
Yeah, me too.
If I ever need it.
What we use on the truck, obviously, we're trained for that. So it's
and you
not
already
gonna,
know how to
it's
use
not
it.
Going to give you all the prompts.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Got it. But the ones you use are obviously 10 times better, right, than the ones hanging up on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to do the...
No.
That's old school.
That's very old.
Yeah.
Clear. Oh yeah. If you think about it, that's all, like that's older. Like that's shows that are like back in the
building up.
Imagine me thinking you have to rub it, and I just.
Well, a lot of times
I got it.
A lot of times, what they would do is the doctor would put the jelly.
Yes,
the jelly.
For the connection.
Wow.
And they would smear the jelly on the pads, and then. Put it on the patient.
Interesting.
Wow.
But that's in those old shows.
Yeah. Absolute heroes.
Bring back
It's insane. Doctors, EMS, everybody. That is.
Thank you for your service. And
you guys are like Lifeline DJs.
Yes, that's right.
Something like that. Well, I'm retired now. So the only thing I'm bringing back to life is Zane's diet.
All right. Now get your ass on out of here. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mom.
Mama's got to get back downstairs to cook the shrimp.
The food's burning right now. She has to bring the shrimp back.
I'm prepping. Yeah,
all right.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mom.
Thank you.
We love you so much.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Did y'all see they cast the new Harry Potter kids for like this series?
Matt, I was about to send that to you. I rolled my eyes so fucking.
So they're redoing the Harry Potter, you know, movies
series.
Now as like a Max series where each book or each year is divided up into episodes.
Oh.
And which a lot of Harry
there
Potter
were
fans,
kids already.
Right. A lot of Harry Potter fans were like, do we really need this?
We just
want to see more of the Harry Potter world and maybe more Hogwarts life, but we don't need to be told the same tale all over again.
Yes.
And it's just wild that these young kids are about to sign in to this 10-year contract that is going each year to make each one of these is like $700 million. They're about to become the most famous kids in the world, and we already like saw it from the first time, but it's just... No other project is like this in the world for a kid to sign up
with. You can't say these kids are about to be the most favorite. These shows can fucking suck, though.
I mean,
you have no idea.
Harry Potter fandom is one of the biggest fandoms.
Yes, fandom is so strong where if the show is not up to the standard, they will not fucking watch
it. So you think the whole thing is going to fail? For the 10-year thing?
I think you're saying if they're not good.
It's a big fucking risk. That means if they're that confident that they have a good script and these kids are as good as these three as what's their names? I forgot.
It's Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert.
If they're
Grant
not the next three, then it's just not
I'm
worth
always
it.
Surprised that those three kids, the ones from the original Harry Potter, all the way made it to the end.
Yeah.
But without one of them getting like hooked on drugs and just like saying, fuck this project, I'm out. They all made it through. It's just, it's wild that these kids are about to embark on this 10-year journey of showbiz.
I
role to pull.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, yes, they're like consenting to it, but do they like fully understand what is about to happen to them? And hopefully, like, the original Harry Potter kids are maybe mentoring them, but I don't think they are because they're like, fuck J.K. Rowling. Like, there's a whole big thing about who's involved.
I wish everybody, the kids, the team, I wish them the best. It's just one of those things where I'm like, did they need to do that? Because the three were already kids.
I don't know why we are. I mean, the same thing has been done with, like, Disney. We're making all these live action remakes.
Yeah.
And also, like, It... I got so excited thinking there was going to be a new Stephen King adaptation. They're just doing the It Kid one and making it a whole Max show again. And I'm like, give me a new story here.
Wait, they're making It a TV show now?
Yeah. So It was originally the one with Tim Curry and stuff, the really scary one from like the 80s or 90s. That one was originally a TV movie kind of thing.
Okay.
So, and the book is so dense, they feel like they want to expand it more and go deeper into it, but... They just see, it made so much in the box office.
Yeah.
And if we just make this in a show, people are going to.
Money?
I know. We feel like it's cheap for entertainment now where they're just like, here's the same thing, but longer.
That's what I feel like they're doing with that.
Yeah.
We want something original. We want something new.
Like, why are they going back to Harry Potter? There are so many other lives in Hogwarts that like they could like really tap into.
It could have been a series on a different house.
On a different family, on a different house. And they could have made like. They could make it very good.
I think they should have made like The Cursed Child, like the play about when Harry Potter's kid goes to Hogwarts is like a really interesting story and play. They could have expanded that whole tale as like a continuation.
But I hate that these kids are going to be compared forever to the three of them.
And that's another thing. They were talking about Bella Ramsey. You know how Bella Ramsey has been getting bashed on by so many Last of Us fans where the views for the finale were... like 55 million lower or 55% lower than the finale of season one. And
I actually watched, season one, season two in the past like few months. I haven't watched the last three episodes yet.
And if these kids aren't good, they will get like cyberbullied to no end in this day and age.
Oh yeah.
Because everyone's comparing them to what they saw before. The original Harry Potter kids were like, well, they're just like the books. And this is our first time just seeing
it
in motion.
Yeah. They knew. It was just what they got. Like that's who was cast. Like,
yeah, and you
wouldn't have known anybody better. It could have been in the running for somebody else that they wanted more than Daniel Radcliffe, but it was just like...
Exactly, and you got them for only 2 hours and 30 minutes every, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
This is, like, going to be this whole 10-year thing for, like, 8-10 episodes a season, and, like, these kids have no clue what is coming their way. I wish them the best. I know they're going to make a shit ton of money, but, like...
It's going to be adults, like, bullying poor children if they're not, like,
up to
their...
Because it's all adult fans, yeah.
So what's the drama with The Last of Us?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road, or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.com.
So Last of Us was a video game. And
what's the drama
with her?
Well,
with
Valorant, like, so some people, one, were not very happy with the casting of Miss Bella Ramsey because let's just say she does not look like the video game character.
Okay.
And she kind of got harassed to the point where I'm like, I think Bella Ramsey is a great little actress.
Yeah, she is.
Sometimes she's a little bit much, but she is a good actress. She does not deserve the cyberbullying. But when you come from like a big video game based fans of a lot of guys who are big, chronically online and this is their fucking game, they hate that it's Bella Ramsey.
Got it.
I think the casting director go, well, Bella Ramsey was such a hit in Game of Thrones where she played the little girl that was given that great big monologue.
They loved her because she was an original character in another show.
I think people thought like, oh, well, the fan base will like her from Game of Thrones, but like she's
it's
not.
It's crazy that they don't do like a, you know how like when before we do anything, we'll like do a poll with people that already watch us. So like, hey, should we do something like this? Let us know in the comments. Why don't they just do that when they're casting?
Yeah,
they're like, hey, would you guys, how do you guys feel about this being
they are kind of doing that, but in like very small doses. Like they're doing,
how?
They do test screenings and stuff, I think. And they do surveys with people who are fans.
Need to do public surveys.
Yeah.
Let the whole world see it. Let them all vote. Imagine so many people in the world all was like, we want this person. And then they cast them. If they're bad, nobody's going to complain. Nobody can complain. You picked it. You know what I mean?
But I guess
you know who picked her? Probably like 8 people in a room picked her.
You have a point.
You know what I mean?
It could only happen for like big franchises where like the opinion matters. If all casting came down to was public vote, it would just turn into
but
like
not,
this.
Like
The Rock would just be casted in everything.
No, I know that. I know, but like you're not.
It kind of is.
Don't let people go. We think The Rock should be. Just be like, we are looking at these 5.
Okay, so
who do you want to see as? I don't know. I just think there's a way to do it.
Well, it could be like a new actor that hasn't been seen in anything else before that would be in the running, and if they only know one of the people from previous shows, like
sometimes people want a fresh face, because
but they don't know what they act like or if they're good.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It'd be tough.
Sometimes careers get made off like iconic roles, and we love just fresh face individuals and
like
being
Arya Stark.
Yes,
you would have never known who
I
that
fucking
was
love
to
that
be like.
Bitch.
To be like, no, she needs to be Arya. You would have had no idea, but they picked her.
Yeah,
and you're like, it makes sense.
I do love when a game like makes a show out of it. Like that's cool. Like Fallout. Yeah. So sick. I love that. Oh. Such a sick way that they made the show.
Well, sometimes it can bomb too.
And no, I know it's what other game?
Like they made Super Mario Brothers.
That too.
Friday.
Oh, Five Nights at Freddy's.
No, I thought it was a movie first.
No, it's a video game.
Wait, Friday.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Freddy Krueger. Sorry.
No.
I got confused. Okay.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Well, those are like iconic. Yeah, yeah.
Sonic is iconic.
Super good.
It's very iconic. Dude, the fucking vibe and theme of that whole game
the
was
sounds. Everything.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Sonic Adventures?
If they make a Crash Bandicoot movie.
Oh.
Stop. It's just going to suck. They made a game. Or sorry, no. Donkey Kong made a roller coaster.
That's
did you
true.
See that?
Was Tomb Raider's a game before it was a movie?
Yes. Tomb Raider was a game before it was a movie.
That game was bad.
And fucking woo! Angelina Jolie fucking killed it.
Oh,
what a great fucking pick for that one.
Perfectly cast.
Perfectly
cast.
But
that
did
game
like
was
two,
sick.
And then they redid it with that one.
Yes, there was another girl.
That girl who was in Danish Girl and like Ex Machina.
Yes.
Who's married to Michael Fassbender? Alicia Vikander. I think that's her name.
Okay.
Yeah. Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. You know her character's like a billionaire, right?
Really?
In like the fictional world, Lara Croft is like a billionaire. Like she, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's she inherited or she like found very expensive artifacts, but that's like a really rich billionaire girl going down tombs, killing stuff.
Oh, wow.
Saving the day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what a fantastic episode
what
today.
What a ride.
What a ride. I honestly... This might be our best one.
Thank you guys for tuning into another episode of Unfiltered. If you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling so you get an extended cut of every single episode. You also get it a few days early. You get it ad-free. We do a bonus episode every month. We do a live Q&A every single month. Make sure to check it out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, if you want to see our faces.
Unwind.
While we're talking.
We'll see you in a second. We love you.
XOXO.
Toodles.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.